My name is David Bailey. I'm 26 years old from St. Louis, Missouri. And I came upon John Sherman's work from a friend. He gave me a blank CD with one of his talks on it. And I was quite taken with it, and I listened to his podcast for a couple of months. But I didn't start really trying to do this inward looking for those first months, I think because it seemed like such a direct thing, almost a raw thing to be looking at myself in that way. I kind of sensed that it was a powerful thing, and I didn't feel ready for whatever reason. But eventually I just got impatient with a lot of the other things I was doing, like meditative and philosophical things that weren't really going anywhere, and so I started experimenting with this inward looking, and I found that whatever I was may have been afraid of, you know, encountering in this direct inward looking, wasn't there. It was actually a very subtle thing to be looking and trying to get a sense of what it feels like to be me and to see the meanness of me. And it took me a while to kind of figure out exactly, you know, my own way of doing it and what I'm looking for. And I think that's a really important thing, that this is kind of an experiment and can't really be described except in these ways of pointing, which John does all the time. And after that much, you know, you're on your own. And so I experimented with it for a while, and I did have this feeling of being in touch with something which is very kind of intimate and real and familiar and felt like myself. But, you know, there was still some doubt surrounding whether I was getting it right for a while. And at different points, I think there were just these small insights about what it was that I was seeing and what I was looking for and looking at. So I did kind of get a sense of what it was that I was looking for and looking at in myself, the you-ness of you, as John says, or the meanness of me. And I found that there were days when this contact with myself and looking came really easily and even spontaneously throughout the day. And it just felt really close and very natural. And then there were other days when, even if I tried with all my heart, it just felt like I was very far from myself and couldn't get any sense of feeling that intimacy with myself and with that natural state. Even though I knew it was present, you know, it wasn't obvious. But I found that even those days which seemed really frustrating and seemed like I was failing completely, I would go away from those times of really trying hard, and I found that the trying was doing something. It was doing some work. And then the other thing which was important for me to realize was that I found that early on in this effort to look inward and to get a glimpse of myself directly, I got hooked pretty early, as John says will happen if you really try. I got hooked with it without even really knowing what exactly was drawing me to it or attracting me to it. But there is something which just loves to be looked at, and even if the mind isn't getting a real sense that the target is being met, still that the true target of this act, it is being looked at. And I think one of the biggest things is just to keep doing this work and to keep trying, even if in one's mind there's not a real obvious payoff or any empirical proof of doing it right. And just to follow that kind of intuition that this is something good and something that I want to keep doing. And then the course of recovery, it does, I'm finding, you know, it's been a couple of years since I've been really engaged with the looking, and it's still very much a process, an unfolding process. And there have been a lot of stretches where difficult things have come up, and I had to just remind myself that they just need to play themselves out, and it's not a sign that I am not doing something that I need to be doing, and that really it's all a step in the right direction, a step of recovery. So although the act of the looking, even though it's sort of become part of my day, my daily life, part of one of the things that I really love in my day and throughout the day spontaneously, it in itself, you know, it's been such a kind of natural thing. It really hasn't yielded anything dramatic. And I think it's really true that it's hard to see the course of progress. It takes a while, and I think looking back now over the last couple of years, it is kind of dramatic how my experience has changed. But the feeling of being myself is just what it's always been. It's kind of in my relationship to people and the way I feel when I wake up in the morning. You know, I used to just be lying in bed and just feel this contraction of all this anxiety, and you know, I couldn't get out of that feeling, and it was just every day, you know, waking up feeling like that, and that has completely kind of melted away. And also this really acute self-consciousness, which I used to feel, you know, all of my life really, that has also melted away. And it's difficult to put one's finger on it because really I feel like I'm just coming back more and more and more, resting in my natural way of feeling and being and living. And a lot of the craziness is just kind of fading out. And even if it does arise, you know, intensely at certain times, which it certainly does, I'm seeing it in a completely different light. I'm seeing it as sort of a sideshow, which, even though it can be really compelling at times, I know by now that I really can't do anything to solve it like, you know, my mind feels it must. I can't do anything to solve it, and it will pass all the time. And it really, all of the difficulty is no longer playing the center of my life. It's on the periphery, and I guess that promise has come true, that there's just this kind of natural sweetness and flow of just being alive here, and it's quite wonderful. And all the other processes which are still unfolding, you know, they have their time and place, and I'm sure that it's going in the right direction.